In a world as small as that of Tlingit scholarship, the appearance of Sally Ann Lambert's Tlingit Word Encyclopedia, The Origin of Copper, came as quite a surprise. So did the appearance of Sally Ann Lambert, who traveled to Sitka in mid-January to launch the book. No one had heard of her, not the Alaska State Museum, the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, or the very active group of Tlingit language teachers in the Sitka Native Education Program. Nancy Douglas is the Cultural Program Director at the Sitka School District.
For those of us that have been studying Tlingit for 40-plus years and working with elders, I think it was surprising to not have heard of her or her work when we're a pretty tight-knit community when it comes to language learning and pretty open to sharing our points of view with everybody and networking with those of us that are language teachers and language learners. So I guess surprise was what drew me into going to the book launch.
The Tlingit Word Encyclopedia is the second of 9 volumes planned by Lambert. Her first work, A Dictionary of Maori, was published a few years ago. Lambert was born in New Zealand, but grew up in Samoa, where she developed an aptitude for language. Lambert turned her attention to Tlingit when she acquired a copy of a book by the late 19th, early 20th century ethnographer J.R. Swanton.
I think often I'm led spiritually, and I don't always make my decisions with the full knowledge of a situation. Basically, the book was given to me and with Tlingit Myths and Texts by John Swanton, and Tlingit language is fortunate to have that resource.
Swanton is indeed a classic early ethnography of Tlingit and a good starting point for the study of Tlingit culture from a Western perspective. The Origin of Copper is one of the stories he recorded, and Lambert uses it as a basis to parse the grammar and culture of the Tlingit. This probably wasn't the best strategy.
So Swanton couldn't hear many of the sounds in Tlingit, so he didn't write it. So she didn't speak them. Swanton didn't put tone marks in his writing, so she doesn't know where the tone marks go.
They never heard of it at that time.
Well, he didn't know how important it was.
This is Ethel Macnan, a retired teacher at the Sitka Native Education Program, or SNEP, and a fluent Tlingit speaker. Ann Johnson, the current lead teacher for SNEP and a fluent Tlingit speaker, and Robbie Littlefield, a non-native who has spent much of her adult life in the active study of Tlingit culture. We're sitting in the SNEP classroom around a copy of Lambert's Tlingit Word Encyclopedia, which comes with an audio CD. Littlefield plays it for Macnan and Johnson, who both learned Tlingit as children. Johnson and Macnan look at each other as the disc plays, shaking their heads. They try to pick out the occasional words, but to these elders who learned Tlingit at the knees of their parents and grandparents, this is gibberish. Macnan says the author of a book on the scale of the Tlingit Word Encyclopedia needs a twofold commitment.
You have to be a speaker of the language and a person who's doing the writing, you know, writing system, has to understand the writing system. Before you can develop a book without knowledgeable people that understand the language.
Johnson remarks on the unconventional orthography in the book's title. Tlingit is commonly spelled in English T-L-I-N-G-I-T. Lambert opts for an H or H-L-I-N-G-I-T. While this is a small difference, it's also a red flag that Lambert is not following the writing system anywhere in the 630 pages of text. Littlefield can't read it.
On kushayat, digiga, in the middle, digiga. How do you say in the middle?
Diga, is that what she said?
Trying to say that. That's not what she's done.
Nancy Douglas says Lambert's failure to adopt the accepted writing system makes her work of limited value for modern students.
It was 1976 when Gillian Story and Constant Nash were in, I don't recall if it was Hoon or Angoon, working with the elders there and developed the current orthography that we've been using for 40 and 50 years. So that might be challenging for those of us that have been studying and teaching to grasp on to a new orthography.
So, does that mean the Tlingit Word Encyclopedia is a waste? Lambert, who has no advanced degrees and no university position, admits that she produced the book outside the worlds of Tlingit culture and traditional academia. She says she was pulled to Tlingit by its polarity with the great cultures of South America. Her rationale for the huge investment in time and energy in the book may ultimately have little to do with whether or not it is accepted.
To some degree, I was trying to bring my mother and father back together through my Celtic heritage, because my father had a little French and my mother had a little Scottish. And I felt that they'd lost their culture and they'd lost their reason for being together. And I think that deep in my heart, I was looking for that family togetherness, and you know, I wanted to find that through language. I felt that that was what I could do.
Lambert's Tlingit Word Encyclopedia and her Maori Word Dictionary are both self-published under the imprint WE International, the innovator in indigenous language resources. Her next project will be Celtic to honor her heritage, but she has six other projects planned, including Asian languages. She describes her publishing company as a business operating as a charity. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.